Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 338. False flag priming, we're calling this VCAST. They're taking control of communication on so many fronts. We're going to go through a plethora of things that you need to be aware of, things that are happening around the world where they're testing different things, especially with the military, door-to-door knocks for a wellness check. When will that come to the United States, my friends? It's getting absolutely wild. But the first story I want to cover is the 911 system, call system that was down. And I remember reading articles how they were trying to centralize, or companies are out there to help centralize 911. And I thought this was hilarious from ABC News. 911 outages in several states caused by company installing a light pole. If you believe that, I'm telling you that is almost laughable. Here's another article from the Daily Mail. 911 outage in Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, and Nebraska likely caused by cyber attack as millions left without emergency service. So if there's a false flag, if there's a terror attack, and you can't call 911, you've paralyzed the system. And all of this reminded me of Laura Silsby. If you can recall, she was arrested and detained in Haiti, trying to smuggle out 33 Haitian kids. Many of them had parents, and she was basically released with the help of none other than Bill Clinton. Then she ends up working for a company for Amber Alerts. You can't make this stuff up, my friends. So what are they priming us for? My radar, when this happened a while ago, just stood up, my friends. And then all of a sudden, we've got the FBI issuing chilling warnings of coordinated terror attacks on U.S. soil because of the Israel-Hamas war from the Irish Star. Folks, they have to pronounce what they're going to do. They could shut the borders down in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, the border could be shut down. And if you're a Jew in the West, we've been blowing the trumpet. I had a dream. False flags in synagogues. You've been sold out. This is a warning to you. If you're in a Zionist church, which probably 95% of churches are Zionist, have your head on a swivel, my friends. There will be false flags. I live in Michigan. I stay away from most sports. You know, I was an athlete in high school. Probably might have been able to play Division II college baseball, even Division III basketball. I had some offers, but you know, that's glorified high school sports. And I've been able to get away from sports idol worship, but I must admit, I'm a Detroit Lions fan, being from Michigan, and the Detroit Lions have been so bad for so long that our Super Bowl, the joke is the draft. And the draft is upcoming, and it's in Detroit. I would stay away from crowds. If you go into a crowd, pray before you attend any sort of event. You know, and I'm not saying anything's going to happen at this draft. I'm just saying they're warning us, my friends. They are absolutely warning us. So how does the 911 shutdown, this test, how does this fit the recent TikTok ban? And if you're not aware, basically, Biden has signed a bill that allows or forces TikTok to sell to an American company under the ruse that Chinese are spying on Americans and pushing propaganda. Folks, the government is allowing Chinese soldiers to invade us. TikTok actually banned my entire channel that was starting to catch on fire a bit, where when they banned me, once I showed a video of 1,000 military-age men, Chinese military-age men, coming through the border in one location in one night. We're being invaded, and it's allowed. We've been blowing the trumpet on that. This is a coordinated takedown of the United States, my friends. But I found it fascinating. They can't control the speech, right? We did Final Days Report, episode 220, real reason why USA wants the TikTok ban, because the algorithm is pretty powerful. You could have a video that would hit 40,000 people in one day, and then it would be shared by others. I think one of my videos hit over 100,000 with other people sharing it on their platforms. It's a pretty powerful system with their algorithms. But I found this interesting. TikTok has criticized the bill, stating that it would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastating 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes, get this, $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually. So a lot of people are waking up and calling out this communist one-world government takeover. And if it's God's time, it's God's time. And many people are coming to Christ on TikTok as well. And what's interesting is if you actually follow some people on TikTok, they are very, very clever with their communication and then the stories behind them, making you think, because they can't speak the truth. So TikTok, don't make no mistakes about it. TikTok shadow bans you. TikTok literally censors you. People are getting around it and things are still going viral. And then there was that phone call leak from somebody from Israel talking about, we need to get rid of TikTok. We have a Gen Z problem because people are pushing back on the Gaza genocide. But this is just beyond wickedness within our government. And I don't cover politics much because I find it to be big time wrestling. I used to follow it big time before I was saved. And I realized when Republicans actually own the Senate and the House, nothing ever changed. Nothing changed. They always got worse. But it's interesting. The bill provides aid for the Ukraine, $60 billion. And we've covered how that's scripted to actually kill off Russia, weaken Russia and the Ukraine. It's a genocide. It's a script. And Israel, more than $26 billion. Meanwhile, the United States rots. So a little bit further with the bill is a response. The excuse is concerns that TikTok allows Beijing to spy on users and spread propaganda. No, they can't control free speech on this platform. The bill has strong bipartisan support and passed the House with a margin of 360 to 581. If the bill becomes law, ByteDance, the parent company, would have to sell the app within a year or be excluded from Apple and Google's app stores in the United States, or worse. The earliest ban could start is January 2025. I think why they need to get control of TikTok as well is that's how the youth communicates. Besides controlling the message, if all of a sudden there's a major false flag, a terror attack, people will videotape it, put it on TikTok, and it'll spread. And the narrative, like the Boston bombing, that was a joke, RT covered that, would be too hard to contain. They need to control TikTok so their narrative stays true. I mean, this is just this beast system on steroids. They are priming us for civil war on both sides. Get your head out of both sides, my friends. You can just see this narrative, this playbook. And on the left, I want to cover two proof points. First is Hillary Clinton was on a podcast recently, and she said Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin because Putin does what Trump would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition. Hillary Clinton was quoted as saying, we need to put the right in fun camps. Those are FEMA camps. Continuing, drive journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balances. Now, she has a point. If Trump implements Noah Hyde laws, and if you're homosexual, and I think that's how they're going to behead Christians in the book of Revelation, Noah Hyde laws is just being primed, part of the UN. I mean, it's pretty nefarious, but you see they're driving us into these groups and camps. I want to play a video as well that is beyond demonic, creating fear for these young women to travel to go get an abortion, and a cop pulls over these two young women and forces them to take a pregnancy test and then arrests one of them. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? Let's play it. I mean, you can't make this up, this narrative up.
We're almost there. You're gonna make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So the next video I'm going to play is on Fox telling you to prepare for the next disaster that's coming. Fear on both sides, my friends. Let's roll it.
Look at this.
Make a plan. Keep extra medication on hand. Make copies of important documents. Stay informed and be ready. Learn more at American.
What they trying to say?
Make a plan. It was the all-seeing eye. You can see it. You totally can see it. Now, I thought this was interesting. A black horse and a white horse. Some of the articles I was reading said the white horse was painted red in the front. Others have said it was blood. From Blazing Press News, a bloody white horse ran loose. Four people in the hospital after household cavalry horse's six-mile London rampage. Several people injured through the streets of London alongside a black horse. Supposedly, these horses bucked off their riders. And this is an end of days news ministry. And I wrote the book CO1 has opened that primes the fourth beast system that is iron, graphene oxide, mixed in clay. You, right? The Bible says in Daniel 2, the seeds of men do not cleave. Life is in the blood. So they're defiling our blood ultimately with optogenetics to hook you up to this artificial intelligence hive mind. Getting a little repetitive here. But I had a dream. After I wrote that book, it's a little white horse, and the little white horse from the CV-19 time frame, that pandemic, was polka dotted with black. And so I just thought it was interesting, this black horse that represents inflation, SEAL 3, and then the white horse, SEAL 1. And if you think about this, it's right before the WHO pandemic treaty that will take total control in May. So will they launch something to create massive, massive fear? Massive fear? I'm just saying, my friends. The last story I want to cover, and you need to think about this, in Canada and Australia, they'll often test things. Even the UK, sometimes Holland, right? Especially going after the farmers in Holland. These Western nations test different ways to be draconian, big time. And no matter where you're living in the West, prepare for something like this. I thought this was beyond wicked. It's a military exercise in Canada where they are literally going to go door to door with soldiers and do a so-called wellness check. Launch a pandemic door to door. Were you vaccinated? If not, are you going to be off to the FEMA camp? It's crazy, my friends. Bliss Reed, there's no reason for concern regarding this exercise. It is being conducted to create a more challenging, realistic training exercise for soldiers. Soldiers will be conducting firefighting training, wellness checks, simulated search and rescue operations, establishing cooling centers, as well as other activities. These exercises will be conducted throughout Huron and Bruce counties. Wellness checks or door knocks will be performed in Goodrich on Saturday, May 4th. Soldiers will be going door to door and speaking with residents to simulate what would happen if they are asked to check on the well-being of residents during an actual emergency. And the picture just shows these soldiers going door to door. What are they doing, my friends? What are they doing? And this reminds me of the National COVID Guard in Australia. Federal Police Union wants National Guard to ease burden on officers in the next pandemic. Those are my words, pandemic, they said, from the Western Australian. This article discusses the Australian Federal Police Association's recommendation for a feasibility study into the concept of a National Guard made up of civilians, but with powers to enforce health restrictions to ease the workload on police during the next pandemic. Think about what happened in New York with, I think it was an executive order that they could just go in and take you, quarantine you, put you in a FEMA camp with no due process. Snitch system. Think of all the mind-controlled zombies that believe in the government that are uneducated. So many of them, people that I think are awake, believed in the nonsense from the mainstream news. All of this reminds me of Matthew 24, wars and rumors of wars. And then when you parlay that, we've done a couple Bible studies on Daniel talking about the bear, lion, the eagle, and also the jaguar coming underneath the 10 kings. Fits the Diego report to a T, that genocide think tank where the Western nations, their population is destroyed up to 80%, depending upon what country you're looking at. So what I'm looking at is Seal 4, maybe the Sixth Trumpet War, even though when you read Revelation 9, it talks about plagues at the end. They need to ignite everything. And then all of a sudden, when you get into verse 8, the beginning of sorrows, then they'll deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and ye shall be hated. Christians shall be hated of all nations for Jesus' name's sake. And then many shall be offended. Offended is key. Falling, stumbling, really under the guise of, we should have been raptured out of here. Under, in my opinion, false doctrine. And shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many Christians believe in this narrative that you need to be poked. Will they be part of this health group that go door to door and start knocking? And many false prophets, false teachers shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We need to be a light in these dark days. Save souls, ultimately, my friends. So God bless. Thank you for your support, prayers. Sign up for our alerts at sjwellfire.com. And thank you for your tips and insights, things to look into. And if I don't get back to you, some of my emails have been compromised. I apologize. Make sure you have a blessed day. Thank you.